The New Hampshire Supreme Court this morning, Paige, is hearing arguments in the case of Seth Mazzalian. That's the Dover man convicted of raping and killing 19-year-old UNH student Lizzie Marriott in 2012. Mazzalian is appealing his 2014 conviction, for which he received a life sentence without parole. And, Paige, you've been covering this case, and, of course, you're covering today's arguments, and I want to ask you about that. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Paige, what's at stake in this morning's arguments?
Yeah, so today's arguments are going to center around New Hampshire's rape shield law. Basically, this law is intended to protect rape victims against having their personal information exploited during criminal proceedings. That includes their sexual history, sexual behavior, their reputation. And basically, this law came about because in the past, defendants of sex crimes were using victims' sexual history to paint them as immoral, a certain reputation, and so to sway the juries from convicting them. And so this law is on the books in some version of it in every state. It's been around for decades. And specifically today's arguments in the Marriott case, the issue is whether the victim's sexual history should be unsealed for the appeal process.
It's interesting because it seems like settled law, really. But Mazzalian is, you know, he's already been convicted, obviously, in prison. Why is this coming up now?
So the reason this is coming up is because the victim's sexual past, the specific information, was sealed during the trial. But in January, the Supreme Court said this protection no longer applies during the appeal process. And so the Supreme Court decided this, saying that the public had a right to open court proceedings in order to hold the government accountable, and that this accountability outweighed any reason to keep this information sealed.
Why is this information so important? What is the defense's stance on that?
So the reason this information is so important is because the defense is appealing his murder conviction, Mazzalian's murder conviction, based on the fact that this specific information, the victim's sexual past, which again was sealed during the trial, was crucial to the defense's case. And so during the trial, the defense argued that Mazzalian's girlfriend at the time was the one who actually killed Marriott during a consensual rough sex between the three of them. And so essentially, you know, the defense is arguing that the victim's sexual past is crucial information the jury should have heard. And as well, Mazzalian's lawyer is arguing that in order for his client to have a fair and open appeal process, that it needs to be open. These proceedings need to be open to the public, and it can't be behind closed doors, because then the media and the public won't be there. And then the justice's opinion, you know, will also be sealed, so we'll never know why Mazzalian's appeal was rejected or granted.
Okay, so the defense feels strongly about having this information made public, but you know, I'm assuming obviously the victim's family is thinking otherwise.
Yes, Marriott's parents have been extremely vocal on this issue. You know, they said that they've been through enough, and they don't want this private information about their daughter to be exploited and open to the public, used during this appeal process. As well, victims' rights advocates across the country are also paying attention. They say that if the court decides to unseal this information, it's going to set a bad precedent, you know, for rape shield laws nationally. Basically, their theory behind this is that victims won't feel comfortable coming forward and reporting sexual assaults if they think that one day down the line in the criminal justice system that this private information will become public. As well, state officials have also taken a stance on this and said, you know, this information needs to stay sealed, such as the governor of New Hampshire, Maggie Hassan, both the state's U.S. senators and U.S. representatives.
Paige, should we expect a decision on it anytime soon?
So basically how it's going to work today is each side's going to have 15 minutes to argue their case, except the state's lawyers is going to share that time with the lawyer for the victim's family, which is something that's rare in these sort of cases. And the justices are going to issue an opinion. It could be in weeks. It could be months from now. But regardless, if the Supreme Court decides to unseal this information, there's already a petition going around asking the media to leave this information out of a future reporting. And so far, 37,000 people have already signed it.
Okay. Thank you again. Thank you again, Paige. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That was NHPR's Paige Sutherland. She'll be covering the oral arguments this morning, and we'll have much more on this story later today from NHPR News.